This week, Morning Edition has been exploring the subject of homework. The series concludes today by considering ways of making homework less stressful for mom and dad. It's often difficult for parents to know when they should help and when it's best to step back and let their children figure it out for themselves. The National Parent-Teacher Association has created a guide it hopes will answer some of these questions. Shirley Igo is president of the National PTA. She says there are some basic guidelines parents can follow, including how long children should spend on homework each night.
There's a general consensus that kids in K through 2 should spend no more than 10 to 20 minutes a day on homework. Kids in grades 3 through 6 could be expected to spend a half an hour to an hour. When children reach the upper levels as students, the time that they spend on homework depends a lot on the subject, and many times assignments are long-term, like projects or essays, so that puts a different spin on homework. Primarily, what we would encourage parents to do is to monitor the work that their children are doing and to make sure that they are studying each day, whether there is homework to be done or not.
How about parents participating?
Parents have a real role to play. Parents can encourage students to do homework. Parents can ask students if they understand their homework. Perhaps if students are having a problem, do some practice problems with children. Then monitor the work that the children are doing to make sure that they understand it. And finally, to check the homework. And if children still are not getting it, go back and begin the process again of working with their children.
And the child should figure out problems on his or her own.
Well, it's important for the child to know how to do the problem, so that's where you start as a parent. But it is the child's responsibility to do the homework.
What if the parent feels that the homework is above the child's level?
This is where parent and teacher partnership is very important. Most teachers want children to have an adequate amount of homework so that it reinforces what the child is learning in school and so that the teacher can assess the level of understanding for the child. So when we talk about parents being involved in the homework, it's perhaps the first critical step is talking to the teacher before school or when school begins to find out what the teacher's policy is on homework and to know what the expectations are. And then you're most able to determine the amount of homework that the child has and how they should be completing it.
Should parents offer incentives for children to do their homework?
The incentive should be praise and commendation to the child to enhance the child's self-esteem and the child's feeling good about his ability to do the homework. Most teachers do not encourage parents to offer monetary rewards to children who do their homework, but you know, it might be a good idea for parents and teachers to sit and children to sit down and determine, you know, if you're doing a really good job, what are some privileges or some activities that the child might enjoy sort of as a reward for consistent performance at school. But as far as offering monetary or gift rewards for doing homework, that's not to be encouraged.
You have children who insist that they do better homework with headphones on and the music cranked up pretty loud.
Well, every child learns in a different way. For some students, listening to music may be a good way to study. For others, they need to work in complete silence. As far as watching television while doing homework, most teachers and parents discourage that because while television can be a true learning tool, it's really best to leave the television off when doing homework.
And how can a child arrange for the dog to eat the homework?
Children are very creative. Again, it's that partnership between home and school that helps to get past some of those.
Shirley Igo is president of the National Parent Teachers Association. You can hear the previous reports in the series at npr.org.